Blog Talk Radio. Nope.
Welcome to the Dr. Geo Show. Papa Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Great to have you along.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Good. I was just putting on the YouTube of you. You were on
okay.
The Rachel Ray Show.
Yes.
So what you been up to?
I am actually doing a little bit of everything right now. I'm working on some music. I'm working on a new book. And continuing to spread a message of hope. You know, it's a little bit of everything. Been working for.
That's exactly what we need right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, times right now at the moment, things are going to get a little bit
your career
testy, a little, you know. Yeah, people's anxiety levels and depression is going to start to take effect, and I just want to be able to help people through my story and just to offer some motivation to help people to move forward, you know, and to be able to offer some tips and guidance, because it's going to get rough and people are going to be mentally tested, and I want to be able to help people to kind of get over that hump and over some of those obstacles so that they're able to move forward and progress, keep progressing. I'm sorry, you broke up. Hello?
What are some tips you can offer?
For those people that are affected by the coronavirus, one of the tips that I can offer is that one of the things you have to learn as far as dealing with stress and anxiety is that it builds up, and obviously with the stress of finances, with the stresses of no income and the job, family life, work life, et cetera. One of the things that I suggest is that you have to learn how to adapt. And then also basically the three things that I say is adapt, improvise, and overcome. So one of the things that I like to tell people is that, yes, we're in the situation, but to focus on the situation that we're in right now and just process where you're at. So whether it's you've been laid off or whether it's you're continuing to work from home, is to find that balance so that you're able to make it work for you, yourself, and your family. And one of the tips as far as anything that I can suggest is making a list for yourself. Is starting with a list of your bills, starting with a list of your goals, your career, what are the things you have to do, what are the things you have to focus on. So pretty much focus on what's important now, and that's pretty much the acronym for WIN, what's important now. So make a list for yourself is one of the tips that I offer people right off the bat so that, you know, you have a list in front of you of your priorities that need to be taken care of immediately. And just start crossing things off your list slowly but surely. In addition to that, two, try to remain healthy, because obviously stress and anxiety is going to bring in a lot of emotional eating, which is something that I am, I'm victim to as well. And just learning how to control those urges, because basically you're sitting in the house. So you know what I'm saying? So basically for those people that just, you know, get bored, don't want to go outside or anything else, go turn to food. So one of the things you have to learn how to do is control your food and control your habits, and add that to your list, you know. Add that to your list of things that are priorities that you have to take care of. It's figuring out a plan for yourself and moving forward. And as far as eating habits and dealing with stress, I also say to meditate. Meditate is a great way to focus your mind and your body and bring them connected together, because our body and our minds are, bodies sometimes are go, 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 and our minds are like asleep, or it's vice versa. Your mind's racing and your body's like, I'm tired. So meditation is a great way to connect the mind and the body so that you can center yourself. And that's one of the things that that I focus on, is really taking the time right now, since people are out of work, trying to figure out their finances, trying to figure out their employment, trying to figure out how they're going to survive the next day, is to meditate, and some of the answers will come to them in figuring that out. Did you get all that?
Well, we got to – maybe you could try to – we got a kind of a bad connection. Can you try to call back maybe real quick? For some reason, we kind of have a bad connection.
No worries. I'll call right back.
Okay. All right. Papa Joe will be right back, everybody. Having a little bit of technical difficulties with Papa Joe. Let's try this again.
Hello.
Hi, Papa Joe.
How are you? Is this better?
This is better, I think.
Much better. I can hear you fine, perfectly.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you were just cutting out. But I do have a lot of your tips already now. You said adapt, improvise.
Adapt, improvise, and overcome. Did you get that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I said adapt, improvise, and overcome.
Overcome, okay. Yeah, we got cut off last time, and I missed that one.
Oh, no worries, no worries.
Yeah, I'm sure the people out there listening.
Yeah, and what I meant by that was, yeah, no worries. But what I meant by that was just adapting to your situation that you're currently in and realizing it's just, okay, something's happened to you and it's out of your control. But what you do have control over is your health and your wellness and your friends and family. So and then you got to improvise, because now whether your life structure, you know, whether you're going to work every day, 5 days a week, or whether you're working from home, it's just establishing a new environment and just trying to figure it out. And then once we figure it out, you're going to overcome.
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things for people is probably, you know, in the beginning, adapting, you know. But once they get a routine going.
I mean, I lived this lifestyle for 18 months, you know, as far as, you know, I was unemployed. I got laid off of my job. And I didn't know how I was going to make ends meet. I applied for unemployment, and you know, obviously, I wasn't getting the full amount that I was receiving from my regular job. So, you know, I had to figure out how was I going to survive. You know, and that was part of the adapting skill set that I've mastered, so to speak. It's like, all right. And one of the in like just as far as the subsection of that is, make a list. You know, the priorities that need to happen. You know, one of the acronyms that I was saying earlier was WIN, what's important now? And once you figure that out, then you can improvise and then you can learn to overcome.
But it first starts with that list.
Correct. Correct. If this is something unfamiliar territory to you, then if you're not as organized, because I wasn't as organized, because when I lost my job, literally I felt like my world had crumbled. So literally, I wasn't thinking clearly. I wasn't thinking, oh, I got rent and build this bill to do tomorrow or this bill due next week. And literally, my mind was blindsided, because I was like, how am I going to eat? How am I going to get my next check? You know, where am I going to get money from? And so once I started making that list and just saying, okay, these are the things that I have to do for myself. And once I started attacking them day by day, things got a little easier. And it was a little bit more less stressful. And I felt a little bit more in control, even though my environment around me had crumbled around me.
Yeah, sounds like you were in some tough times.
Woo! Woo! But you know what? But you can pull through and you can overcome it. I mean, we're all in this together. You know what I'm saying? As far as this virus affecting us. So, you know, as far as what I've learned, has helped me through, and it's nothing that I'm still doing to this day. These are still things that I'm implementing into this day. Unfortunately, I'm having just to return back to one, because obviously I'm in California, so I'm gonna stay at home, safer at home. I'm pretty much quarantined.
I know,
we're
I'm
on
Michigan.
Lockdown pretty much.
Yeah, we're
huh?
Yeah, you guys too.
And you are you located where?
Detroit.
Oh, you guys are on lockdown too.
Have you ever been to Detroit?
I'm from Saginaw, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been to Saginaw.
I'm from Saginaw, Michigan. I'm a Michigan. Yes, I am MSU, home of the Spartans. My whole family went to MSU, everything. Yep. Oh, yeah. I know what life is like up there. I've been to Detroit several times. Motor City, baby. Can you hear me or am I losing you?
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say you also had a song on a Billboard dance chart.
Yes. Last night a DJ saved my life. Basically, when I was unemployed at the time, an opportunity came through from a DJ friend of mine and said he wanted to record my vocals for a dance track. And it wound up, I recorded the vocals, and it wound up being number 6 on the top 10 Billboard dance hit called Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. And once that video came out, in the video, that's when I saw my weight and what I had through my self-isolation and being depressed and, you know, not knowing what I was going to do. I ate, and I was 450 pounds when I did the video. And that was my wake-up call because music was something that I was passionate about at the time, but it came back into my life. And the fact that it came back into my life and I had this Billboard success, this Billboard hit, my very first time ever singing a song on a track, winds up being number 6 in the Billboard dance charts. So that literally was like my it was my wake up call and kind of like that light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I see it. So
yeah.
So I started walking, and then a friend of mine told me about the 99 cent only stores where I could shop for food. And they had fruits and vegetables there. And within 18 months, walking up to 5 miles a day, rain or shine, and also shopping for foods at the 99 cent only stores, I was able to walk off 250 pounds.
Wow.
So
amazing.
Thank you. And then with that, being unemployed and doing all the walking, one of the rewards that I was doing, because the very first time around, I was 450 pounds. I could walk around the block only one time. So what I did was, as the song got debuted on the Billboard charts, and every week that it would go up in the charts, I would walk to a further newsstand to go pick up the magazine as a reward for myself. And then I would walk back. And so by the time it went from 24 to number 6, I had started walking. That's how I got up to 5 miles a day.
Oh, so that was your inspiration.
Correct. That was my motivation and inspiration to keep going, as you know, as far as the professional and personal, because I was like, okay, let's walk to a further newsstand and go get the magazine. And then, you know, I wound up walking a half a mile further. And then, because I would see all these magazine stores that I would drive around, but then I said, let me walk there. I can walk there. It's part of my walk. And so I wound up, you know, walking around the neighborhood and just wound up 5 miles a day. And then, when I walked into the dollar store, 99 cent store, basically saw fruits and vegetables there, and I'm like, oh, I could survive on this.
for
$40 a week, I was able to buy healthy foods and survive for $40 a week. $7, basically, it turned out to each meal was $7. For $40, I was able to break down it to about $7 a meal, $21 a day or less, all for $40 a week. And then from there, after the weight loss, the story broke, and when Rachel Ray did the doctors, did the whole circuit. And then I came out with my first book called Balancing the Scales. And that wound up being a bestseller on Amazon within 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
After its release.
That's so cool.
So if anybody's out there, yeah, basically, so it's basically a story of, it's basically my story and the struggles that I went through, like I said, of unemployed and all that stuff like that, but a little bit more in detail. But the gist of it really is and the meaning behind it is kind of like I say it's a handbook. And the meaning behind it is that it's not about the weight that you lose. It's about the life that you gain. Exactly. Being 450 pounds, I really was, at the time when I was depressed and full of anxiety, I was willing to accept that. Regardless of music coming back into my life and having the wake-up call, I was already willing to accept that and say, okay, I'm just going to live like this for the rest of my life. Huh. And having that wake-up call by having music come back into my life and literally the call that said, oh, this is going to be on Billboard. I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, oh, no. If you have an opportunity or something that you were passionate about, and that's where kind of like that passion kind of stirred. And so that's one of the things that I even say now is to find your passion. And literally it's changed my life. And being 450 pounds, again, I was dedicated to being heavy, and I was not allowing myself to live the life that I'm living now. I was giving up the sacrifices of some things that I loved. I love roller coasters, but at 450 pounds, I got to a point where I couldn't even sit in the seat. I was one of the people that when I had to buy two seats on an airplane, I was also one of those people that didn't, you know, you didn't want to sit next to because you were like, ugh, you know what I'm saying? I was judged 24/7. And now I've gone skydiving, I've gone parasailing, I've gone horseback riding. I mean, I've done everything else that I thought I never would in a million years be doing. Because I was living the life of the person that I wasn't meant to be. And that's one of the things as part of the book is concerned, is just finding that passion and to help you, to guide you, to be able to live your best life and be the best person that you can be.
That's a big inspiration for everybody listening out there.
I hope so. Because I'm telling you, I lived it. I'm telling you. But, again, you can do it. You can do it. And the thing is, I've tried it. Every diet out there. I've tried Slim Fast, Nutrisystem, everything. Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, I've done them all. Mediterranean diet, popcorn diet, soup diet, I've done them all. But I always gave up. And one of the things that I said to myself was that this is not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. And that's one of the things that I hope that I can plant the seed into your listeners, that it's okay, you can make a lifestyle change. Don't call it a diet, because a diet restricts you. Diet restricts you. The thing is, I had to learn how to eat in moderation. One of the things that, being an emotional eater, one of the pieces of advice that I offer is called the 3 W's, and that's what, when, why. What are you eating?
Yeah.
When are you eating it? And why are you eating it? And that's one of the things that I had to figure out from my triggers as to why I was eating certain things. Once I figured out my triggers, it didn't become a diet. It became a lifestyle. It became a lifestyle. So now it's like, yeah, so when I'm at the store and I'm looking at a bag of Doritos, okay, what is it? Bag of Doritos. When do you want it? I want it now, right after I get out the store. And then you got to ask yourself, you know, why? And then once I started figuring out the why, I was like, okay, all right, okay. And then I was realizing that I was eating through my emotions. Eating through the stress, eating through the anxiety. So it's just finding the tools and the help and the niche just to flip your mind into another mindset to be like, okay, I don't need this. And I'm on a mission to continue to being the best person I can be. And like I said, I would put those Doritos back and go get some fruit and realize, yeah, I was just mad because the lady cut me off in traffic. I want to eat some junk food and felt bad.
I don't blame you there. No way.
You know? You know? But then again, but we all get stuck in those things like that. But as far as figuring out the habits and why we do what we do, this is the perfect time to start figuring that stuff out for yourself. That's why I kind of say, I hate to say it, but Mother Nature is teaching us a lesson. You know what I mean? Everybody to their corners. You know? Everybody to their corners. And this is This is the perfect time right now to deal with self-care, deal with self-growth, and self-development.
Self-care,
and self-development. Like, I know we all have, you know, our financial situations that we got to take care of and keep moving forward and how we're going to stay afloat. But these are going to add on added stresses and depression. And just to be able to, you know, some of the tips that I say is meditate. Get out and meditate. Also, follow the schedule for a walk, you know, pick a hobby, something that you might, you know, want to start doing if you want to learn a language or learn an instrument. You know, these are just ways that you can kind of throw yourself off the path of worried about all the stress and everything, of everything of the daily life that you have to deal with. And these are those moments where you can take those breaks, you know, for yourself. And then, like, I was keeping a little mini journal. That's why that's how I ended up writing the book. And then, you know, just contacting with family and friends and just remember that we're all connected in this. But I think that, you know, personally, you know, you just gotta take hold and don't let this affect you. You know, just take care of your mental health. And that's pretty much what my message is to just to provide that.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, don't let it affect you mentally.
Yeah, you can't. You can't, because it will drive you crazy. And unfortunately, this is one of those times where, because the thing is, and I'm going to be honest with you, we've been listening to so much other noise out there that we really haven't been focusing on ourselves. And I really do believe that this is a time that it's time for self-care, not only for yourself, but for your friends and family as well.
Yeah, this is the only time you're going to get.
That's it. And you never know what's going to come out of it. And I mean, the thing is, through my journey, I can't look what's come out of it, so to speak. Because I took the first step out the door and decided to take control of my life, regardless of my situations and my shortcomings and my downfall, I wasn't going to let that affect me in any way. You know, and one of my models is when life says why, don't say why me, say try me. You know, in life, don't say why me, say try me.
Instead of why me, try me.
Mm-hmm. Don't say why me, say try me. You want to get a little real talk with you? Be like, mm-hmm. Want a little attitude with it, you know what I mean? Mentally, be like, just to toughen up a little bit, try to.
Try me.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're on top.
And, huh?
That way you're on top.
Exactly. I mean, again, if I hadn't taken that first step out the door and taken control of my health, And none of this would be possible. I would not be speaking to you, period. I know this. I know that I would probably have heart disease, diabetes, stress, anxiety. I mean, I joke and say that I was 2 cheeseburgers away from a heart attack, the way I used to be.
Wow.
I joke and say I was 2 cheeseburgers away from a heart attack.
Oh, my
really,
God.
That's what it was. Because I was slowly killing myself with food. I went from eating 7,000 calories a day to 2,000. My late-night binges would consist of 2 Big Mac meals, large size, chocolate cake, a whole one, a family-sized bag of Doritos, and a 2 large with the Big Mac meals, Diet Coke, because I thought I was trying to be healthy.
Oh.
Because I was trying to be cute and healthy. Mm-hmm. 2 Diet Cokes, please. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, I'm stuffing my face with all the others because, again, I was depressed. I was, you know, it didn't affect me. I was out of work. I didn't know how I was going to make money. I was stressed. I was like, it was all they did was sit and eat. I was slowly killing myself with food, and before I was in the cycle and didn't realize the DJ that popped me out of my cycle, I mean, he literally, I would have, like I said, and that's where I say I was 2 cheeseburgers away from a heart attack, because I literally was.
How
at
dangerous.
The moment when I was, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would sit, go to work, eat my 3 meals, and then come home and just pick out. Or even when I was unemployed, all I did was eat because that's all I would do. I had nothing else to do. I didn't like exercise. I didn't like this or that. I didn't want to do it. I just was like, ugh, sit in my feelings and mope. You know, I had my friends and stuff like that, but, you know, I faked the funk. I'm not going to lie. I faked it. Oh, you good? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's great. Yeah, I'm looking for jobs. You know, I made excuse after excuse. But then finally when I confronted my fears and faced them, my life just turned around 180 degrees. Full circle.
I'm glad that you're on track now and you're such an inspiration to everyone.
Thank you. I hope to be, because I know we can do it. We just got to get through it. That's all. But if there's any tips that I've offered right now that can help, gladly. Thank you. And then
I'm
here,
sure. A lot of people are taking notes, and I know.
I hope so. Well, I mean, if there's, you know, if like I said, I've got the book available on Amazon. It's called Balancing the Scales by Papa Joe Avianca. If anybody wants to go out there. In addition to that, because of that career and thing that I've been doing with motivational speaking and doing speaking engagements and stuff like that and trying to motivate people to live a better lifestyle, I'm also now becoming a TV producer. I'm actually getting ready to produce a new animated series called Electric Negro.
Oh, cool.
Yes. I'm really excited about this project, even though production's been shutting down around Hollywood, but I'm getting things up and running as soon as it comes back, as soon as we get back up online. People can go to electricnegro.com. It's a new superhero. That's controversial, unapologetic, thought-provoking, and hilarious. Again, it's at electricnegro.com. I've got part of my transformation that I wore this shirt called Electric Negro because I was calling myself that as a nickname. So during my walks and stuff, I would walk with this shirt called Electric Negro, and all these people were like, oh, my God, I like that. That's so cool. So somebody said to me, that would make a great comic book. So 5 years ago, and been cultivating this idea for 5 years. Now it's turned from a comic book to an animated series. I've got A.J. McClain from the Backstreet Boys on board. I've got Denzel Whitaker from Black Panther. I've got Donald Turner from General Hospital, and I've got many other voice actors that are coming on board to support the project, and I'm really excited about that. Once Hollywood picks back up and we get back and running, I can get back and start pitching it out there to networks.
Sounds exciting.
It is. It's a lot going on, but for right now, we got to get everybody through, so we got to keep everybody safe and healthy. And that's right now, that's my mission, is that I want to keep everybody safe and healthy.
Hey, well, we're running out of time right now, but I want to thank you for being on the show, Papa.
I thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And
I've got a book and a shirt for you, by the way. So I need your info.
Okay, I'll email you. I'll email you so I can get it.
Please. Thank you. And then also, there's a free merchandise giveaway on electricnegro.com if any of your listeners want to go there and check it out. I've got a free merchandise giveaway on my website as well.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right, now.
You're welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.